The third edition of the International Catholic Film Festival gets underway on Monday in Rome. Over the next 3 days, films will compete in 6 categories: Best Film, Best Documentary, Best Short Film, Best Actress and Actor, and Best Director. During the inauguration of the festival, the programme of the International Congress on Cinema and the New Evangelization will also be presented. Laura Marabini is the founder and president of Mirabile Dictu International Catholic Film Festival. She spoke to Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane about the role film can play in promoting evangelization.
It's the third edition of this festival, and I wanted to ask you, how much have you seen it grow in the last 3 years?
Let's say not grow, but it's an evolution. I have the pride to say that all the films that were presented in the festival found a distributor. They were screened in the cinema theatres.
Do you think there's an appetite among people to see, to hear about things with a Christian message?
Yes, because, you know, we think right now that we are living a crisis. Well, I think it's not a crisis, it's a radical change of the world. I think the world will never be as before. And in this moment where we don't recognize anymore the world we knew, we are looking for something supernatural and for something bigger than us. And I think that God is an answer to that. And also whatever goes with that, also the films and the cinema that is speaking about faith, church, saints, priests, whatever, values.
The Pope has talked an awful lot about new evangelization. It will be the year for new evangelization this coming year. How do you think film can help in really strengthening new evangelization, in bringing about new evangelization?
Well, today the films has the role that paintings had in the Renaissance. A film is a gathering of more arts, image, color, sound, music, voices, words, costumes, decorations, everything. It's everything in a film. At the same time, a film is a very accessible tool. Everybody understands a film. It's like eating. You can eat and appreciate without being a cook. You can see a film without being a filmmaker. So I think it's the simplest and the most accessible tool to evangelize.
What can people expect to see during this festival?
I think the people wait to find answers to their questions, you know, to their inner questions, to the spiritual questions, and we hope to give them these answers.
There's a film that's really the highlight of the festival, which is about Mary, the Mother of God.
Yes, it's not in a competition because it's a wonderful film. It will be presented on the 2nd of July, screened after the Congress that starts at 6 p.m. So we invite everybody because it's a free entrance. It's very interesting to see this film and to see the conference that is before the film with the filmmaker of this film and with Cardinal Ravasi, myself, and other people. And after this screening, we are doing something new for the festival. As I'm preparing a new film next year about the Battle of Lepanto, that was the biggest naval battle of the Christian fleet. It was won thanks to the faith. And I would like that all the people working on this film to be people that have faith or people that desire to approach God. So we, after the screening of a woman called Mary, we are accepting CVs from people or coordinates, and we will call them for this film after, for the Battle of Lepanto, when we will do the Battle of Lepanto, because it means that there are people that came there because they have faith or they want to know something about the faith.